7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden acknowledging that the next few days will be critical for his candidacy amid the criticism and questions swirling around his debate performance. ABC's Rachel Scott has been talking to Democrats.
They saw what happened on the debate stage. They said that was not good. Then they heard that the president had not even reached out to top Democrats on Capitol Hill. They said that wasn't good either. At the end of the day, this comes down to the American people. And guess what? The polls that we have seen since that debate still show that President Biden is losing to Donald Trump in a head-to-head matchup.
Tomorrow, Biden sits down for an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos. Hurricane Beryl remains a Category 3 storm with top winds of 125 miles an hour, the storm swiping southern Jamaica and now headed for Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Californians are bracing for what's expected to be one of the state's worst heat waves in nearly two decades. Death Valley could hit 130 degrees, which, if that happens, would be the hottest temperature ever recorded on Earth. This is ABC News. New legal troubles for rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs.
In a lawsuit filed yesterday, former porn star Adria English claims she was trapped in a cycle of sex trafficking she never asked to be a part of because defendant Combs knew he could groom her. English says she met Combs in 2004 while performing at a New York strip club. She claims he offered her boyfriend a job if she danced at Diddy's parties. English claims she was coerced into using alcohol and drugs at those events before being sexually assaulted by various guests.
ABC's Andrew Dimber. Burt Combs is now facing at least 10 lawsuits. Borrowing money for a home is going to cost you even more now. For the first time since May, mortgage rates rose last week, now averaging just under 7%. And today marks 100 years since the invention of the Caesar salad. It was first created, so the story goes, by Caesar Cardini at his restaurant in Tijuana, Mexico, while trying to feed a crush of Californians who had crossed the border to dodge prohibition laws. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Celebrate your week of the 4th of July with a bang from Richland Locker and Richland Center. They have everything you need for the perfect cookout. Mouth-watering steaks, juicy chicken, deli salads and meats, hot dogs and brats. Plus, don't forget the snacks. They have chips, dips and more to keep your guests happy all day long. And to top it all off, check our wide variety of craft and domestic beers, spirits and wines. Richland Locker and Richland Center, your one-stop shop for all your 4th of July week needs. Visit them today and make this Independence Day unforgettable.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning and happy 4th of July. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's a quiet start to our Independence Day, but that will be changing as a low-pressure system out in the plains draws closer. Areas of showers and thunderstorms will gradually move into the region by late this morning and continue through tonight. Now, some of these could get on the heavy side, especially later this afternoon with some hail and gusty winds and certainly some downpours and frequent lightning. So if you have outdoor activities planned, be sure to have a way to get inside to escape some of those hazards. Now, we do expect the possibility of up to an inch of rain through tonight. Tomorrow, the steadiest rain will shift through northern and central Wisconsin. We'll have more spotty activity around here, maybe a few peaks of sun, and then a pretty good chance of scattered sunshine over the weekend itself, Saturday and Sunday. And with that, some fairly mild temperatures, just some hit-and-miss spotty showers possible, with weak upper-level systems coming through. That trend will continue into early next week. So today, look for some early sun, then clouding up a bit. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely by late morning. Some of those could be heavy as we get into the afternoon, high at 83. Wind becoming southeast at 4 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Some could have some heavy rain, low at 63. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 74. West wind between 7 and 15. Friday night, any showers ending in the evening, then partly cloudy, low at 58. On Saturday, partly sunny and mild. 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon, high 79. As we head into Sunday, mixed skies, some scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, low 59 with a high of 79 degrees. Monday, breaks of sun along with isolated showers, low 61 with a high of 80. And Tuesday, partly sunny, maybe a brief shower, high near 80. Have a great 4th of July. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. It is 67 degrees with cloudy skies. Yesterday's high was 86. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain. 64, the morning low today. Record high 99 in 2012. Record low for the 4th of July was set in 1967 at 43. Last year's high was 90 with a low 65. Sunset will happen at 8:45 this evening and tomorrow morning sunrise at 5:27. The air is calm, barometer at 29.92. No precipitation today, and again, after a low of 64, it is 67 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Phil Nee with you today. We'll check out sports on the local and area scene and also recap a Brewer win last night. And the Brewers make a move as well, hoping to boost the pitching staff.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Festivities are getting underway in the village of Lone Rock for their 4th of July celebration. It begins with a 5K water walk run, which is hosted by the River Valley Cross Country Team. Their head coach, Steve Stettler, was in the studio with us earlier this week talking about the event and where the proceeds will be going.
So the proceeds go to help the River Valley Cross Country Team, and it's a lot of just kind of the team bonding stuff that goes on throughout the year, whether it's a dinner, a pizza party, some t-shirts throughout the season. Sometimes it helps with gear that isn't covered under the normal funding that we get from the schools, uniforms, warm-ups, different things like that. But it's all kind of that team family atmosphere that cross country is.
Steve talked about cross country coming up for the fall at River Valley.
Well, this last fall was the smallest I had ever had. That was my first year back after a couple of years of not coaching. But I've had a lot of interest, a lot of people talking about it from all students that were already in high school. A few eighth graders are coming up, so you never know until the first day of practice who's all coming up. But I've had some really good conversations with kids that might be trying it for the first time this year, and I'm excited for it.
It's $15 today, and again, they'll be stepping that off a little bit later on this hour. Still time to get there to Lone Rock. T-shirts available while they last for all the runners today. There is plenty of hometown and baseball on the schedule as well for the 4th of July, of course, weather permitting. Michael Hernan has more.
It is always our tradition for hometown baseball Sunday League to have a full slate on the 4th of July. Here's the aerial action on the day, starting with the northern section. Cazenovia will be at Wisconsin Dells. Ashton will travel to Wanakee. Ashton will clinch a playoff spot with a win and a plain loss. Sauk Prairie will be at Mazomani. Sauk Prairie clinches a playoff spot with a win and a plain loss. And Plain will be at Reedsburg. For the western section, Argyle will be at Wyota. Blanchardville travels to Shulsburg-Benton. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb will be at Hollandale. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb can clinch a playoff spot with a win and a Blanchardville loss. Hollandale clinches a playoff spot with a win. Ridgeway will travel to Dodgeville, Muscadet will be at Belleville, and Verona will travel to Arena. Congratulations on Dodgeville and Verona for clinching playoff spots. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. American Legion Baseball last night, the Viroqua Legion 18U team shut out Toma. That final score was 11-0. Elsewhere was a Brewer win last night. Colin Ray and Jacob Junis stepped up, combining to shut out the Colorado Rockies 3-0. Christian Yelich hit his 9th home run and joined Bryce Terang with 3 hits each. Colin Ray went the first 7 innings, giving up 6 hits and no runs or walks. Junis got the save. It was announced before the game that catcher William Contreras and outfielder Christian Yelich would be starters in this month's Major League All-Star game. Overall, it was a good day for Christian Yelich.
Yeah, not a bad day and a win, you know. So all in all, a pretty good day. We'll always take that, and you know, great job from the guys today.
The Brewers will be back into action against the Colorado Rockies as they wrap up the 4-game series. That is a 7:10 first pitch time this evening for Milwaukee. As they get set to face off, they'll be sending their right-handed pitcher Tobias Myers, who is 5-2 with a 3.26 ERA, against right-handed pitcher Cal Quantrill, who is 6-6 with a 3.78 ERA. Milwaukee has acquired veteran right-handed pitcher Aaron Savale Choi from the Tampa Bay Rays in the National League Central Brewers' latest attempt to boost a starting rotation that's been decimated by injuries. The Brewers are sending minor league infielder Gregory Barrios to Tampa Bay in exchange for the pitcher. They designated right-hander Taylor Clark for assignment to make room for Savale on the 40-man roster. The 29-year-old has gone 2-6 with a 5.07 ERA and 17 starts this season. He owns a 33-32 record with a 4.10 ERA in 103 career starts. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington 7-5 over the Mets, Pittsburgh 5-4 over St. Louis, Atlanta beat San Francisco 3-1, Philadelphia over the Cubs 5-3, Arizona 12, the Dodgers 4. The White Sox were winners in the American League 8-2 over Cleveland, Houston 9, Toronto 2, Detroit 9-2 over Minnesota, Kansas City 4, Tampa Bay 2, Oakland 5-0 over the Angels, Baltimore 4-1 over Seattle. Boston was a winner against Miami 7-2, Cincinnati 3-2 over the Yankees, San Diego 6, and Texas 4. Elsewhere in state sports, multiple reports indicate the Bucks are adding veteran free agent forward Taurean Prince to play for the Bucks after playing for the Lakers last season. The 6'6" Prince is 30 years old. He averaged just under 9 points and 3 rebounds a game last season. The signing reunites Prince with Bucks assistant coach Darvin Ham, who was head coach for the Lakers last season. Milwaukee will be the 6th team Prince has played for during 9 seasons in the NBA. LeBron James is coming back for a record-tying 22nd season in the NBA, one in which the league's all-time leading scorer could share the floor with his son Bronny as teammates with the Los Angeles Lakers. James has agreed to a 2-year contract to remain with the Lakers. The second year of the deal is at James's option and means he could become a free agent again next summer, according to the person who spoke to the AP on conditions of remaining anonymous. The Lakers did announce that Bronny James already has signed his first NBA contract. It's a 4-year deal. The pollsters haven't learned their lesson after underrating Marquette in recent years. The conference website Big East Buckets rates Golden Eagles 5th for the upcoming season. The lack of respect is centered on the departures of several players, including Tyler Kolek and Oso Higadoro, but head coach Shaka Smart is returning solid players like top scorer Cam Jones, Ben Gold, Stevie Mitchell, and Chase Ross. No quarrels with UConn being rated number 1, but it is questionable to place teams like Xavier and Providence ahead of Marquette. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
More coaching changes and recruiting updates, plus the countdown to kickoff gets underway. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
The 2023-24 high school sports season is in the rearview mirror, and July is the only month on the calendar without any official high school sports action. No games doesn't mean no news, however, as off-season coaching changes plus recruiting updates continue on. In football coaching news, Tim Meyer has been selected as the new head man for the Horicon-Hustisford Co-op, which advanced to the state semifinals last year. River Falls has hired Zach Turpin as its new boys basketball coach. He previously held the same role at St. Croix Central and is coming off a strong run with the Panthers. In boys hoops recruiting news, Milwaukee Academy of Science senior guard Jamarian Bateman will continue the recent trend of standouts heading to Iowa State, committing to the Cyclones earlier this week. Despite not playing a game of high school basketball yet, Madison La Follette class of 2028 girls hooper Nia Jawasny-Riak has racked up numerous scholarship offers, including Wisconsin and Marquette. Her latest offers come in from Alabama, Arizona State, and Virginia Tech. Over on Twitter, we're getting ready for the start of a new high school football season with our Countdown to Kickoff series, which highlights a stat or player each day leading up to the first games of the season, counting down from 50 days to one. Make sure to follow me at TravisWSN for new info each day. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Each morning the sun shines through my window, lands on the face of a dream come true. I shuffle to the kitchen for my coffee and catch up on the front page morning news. Then she walks up behind me and throws her arms around my neck. Just another moment I come to expect. Ordinary, plain and simple, typical, this everyday. Same old, keeping it same. Every emotion, oh so familiar, nothing about it too peculiar. Oh, but I can't get enough of this everyday love, yeah. Every afternoon I make a phone call, listen to the voice that warms my heart. I drag myself through a few more hours, then head on home to try and be the dog. Her smile will be right there when I step through that door, and it'll be that way tomorrow, just like every day before. It's ordinary, simple, typical, this everyday.
Good morning, 8:24 the time on a Thursday, the 4th of July. We have regular programming through the day here today to keep you informed. And at this point, we've had some calls, but it looks like everything is still a go. Everything's scheduled for 4th of July celebrations in communities around the area today. All the hard work that goes into planning and preparing, and they're going to see how far they can take it today. And hopefully people will come on out and support them as well. Fireworks displays tonight, we'll see. We talked to the members of the Lone Rock Committee. They were in the morning show studios earlier this week, and we talked to them about the possibility of what happens, and they said, well, we'll go probably rain or shine. They did shoot them off in a rainstorm about 3 years ago. Hopefully it doesn't come to that, but we'll see. And we did have on the news that Sauk Prairie has moved theirs from this weekend until later this summer in August because of high water in that area where they normally shoot them off along the river. Thanks for joining us. 8:25 on a Thursday morning. This is Exile.
I'm the only one. Why'd you throw them stones?
Malone and Morgan Wallen on WRCO. Some things to celebrate today, other than Independence Day, it is Alice in Wonderland Day, Jackfruit Day. So celebrate if you can find some jackfruit. It's National Country Music Day, and it's also Sidewalk Egg Frying Day, National Caesar Salad Day. It is National Barbecue Day, of course. It's Barbecue Spare Ribs. And one that kind of goes the other way, it's Independence from Meat Day as well. Celebrate accordingly.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you tired of dealing with frequent headaches, neck pain, or vertigo? Is having wrist pain carpal tunnel issues or shoulder pain slowing you down? Do you get up in the morning already having lower back pain, sciatica, hip or knee pain? Our experienced doctors provide personalized, drug-free options to help achieve your optimal health in a friendly, welcoming environment. We also offer federal exams for CDL drivers. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, and start your journey to a healthier, happier you.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
8:35, coming up, the trivia question of the day right here on Independence Day. Here's Martina McBride.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. And I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair.
Sailing bed that stands for we jump so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles.
Great piece of Americana there, a little tune from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Mr. Bojangles here on WRCO Radio. Trivia time today. The winning answer can win from TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch, right here in Richland Center across from Simpson Tractor. We give you the opportunity to win and amaze your friends this morning. If you know the right answer, well, then give us a call. We're going to the TV for trivia today. A star of this show name dropped a former president while pretending to be a DJ, saying, "Here's a mover and groover, and it ain't by Herbert Hoover. It's for all you animals and music lovers." In which show did we hear that proclaimed? Was it A, Gilligan's Island? Could it be B, MASH? Could it be C, WKRP in Cincinnati? Or D, The Andy Griffith Show? Which iconic show featured that particular line in a classic episode? 608-647-4155. We'll open that line now and give you a chance to win. Here's Sam Hunt.
Hickory on the floor, oh, down a little dirt road out here. Somewhere where the sunshine shines, where you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in moped jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the middle of it out in the middle of the country. In a country house with you. Like my daddy did, like his daddy did, oh. Drying all our clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there. Where you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans.
Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the whittle of it out in the middle of the country, in a country house with you.
We have found our winner. Congratulations to Barb Dvorak, the winner of trivia today. It was actually MASH, where you heard that classic line. Radar was on the mic playing DJ, saying, "Here's a mover and a groover, and it ain't by Herbert Hoover. It's for all you animals and music lovers." That great American show, MASH, which was set during the Korean War time. And became a classic for 11 seasons. Way to go, Barb, our latest winner from TriStar Gifts and More. TriStar Mulch, no job is too big or too small. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street, or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Congrats to Monica Good, who heard the ice cream man show up here, and she gave us a call. She was caller 5. So congrats to Monica. Some good listeners up toward Elroy, Wisconsin, who listen in regularly. So thank you so much. And Monica's rewarded with some 4th of July ice cream here. Good day to be in the USA. How about it?
spinning these wheels. There's a crack in the roof, but the moon shines through. If you wanna hide out in the barn, we can set up shop and let the tailgate drop. Have our own little flatbed bar, baby. I got the keys to the country, sitting in my F-350.
Jansen on FM 100.9. Happy Trails Time coming up. We'll have some community conversation on the morning show as well today on the 4th of July.
Just the road and its majesty. And I'm looking at you with the world in the rear view.
You were pretty as can be, sitting in the front seat, looking at me, telling me you love me and you're happy to be with me on the 4th of July. Sunshine glowed to the stage.
So we